He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. The book of Psalms has been called many things: the hymn book of the Bible, the prayer book of the Bible, the worship book of the Bible. The 14th century English divine, Richard Rawl, defined the Psalter with lyrical vigor in the preface to his own translation of the Psalms. Psalm singing chases fiends, excites angels to our help, removes sin, pleases God. It shapes perfection, removes and destroys annoyance and anguish of soul. As a lamp lighting our life, healing of a sick heart, honey to a bitter soul, this book is called a garden enclosed, well sealed, a paradise full of apples. 3 centuries later, the Scottish divine David Dixon spoke of the Psalms as being a blend of crosses and sweet comforts. Surely God in Jesus Christ knew the crosses and comforts of our existence, and just as surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrows. In his anguish, Christ echoed our lament from the 22nd Psalm: my God, why have you forsaken me? And in the same breath, affirmed praise to the living God who remembers us beyond the grave.